We're doing it. We are the Incredible Critics. Incredible, not because we're great, but because our credibility should seriously be in question. I am Ben Franco. This week, we're talking about Shang-Chi and the Lord of the Ten Rings.
The Journey Legend of the Ten Rings.
Yeah, that's what I said. Is the Lord of the Lasers Groover.
Shang-Chi and the Lord of the Rings.
I thought about rewatching the Lord of the Rings recently. And then I decided that it was way
Frankie
too
number two Fusco.
Way too long of my life to redo that.
That's the really quick, I gotta tell you guys.
Brittany's really quick, we got 30 minutes, man. Take your time. Do whatever you
Brittany's
want.
Brittany's only experience with Lord of the Rings was going to a Lord of the Rings marathon party.
Ooh, that's not the way.
By yourself? Not even a party? Mm-hmm. You forced yourself to watch.
You just chose to watch Lord of the Rings
with a group of people, right?
No, by myself.
You watched it by yourself?
Mm-hmm. That's 12 hours. She can't get back.
Oh my goodness. Brittany really wants to be on the podcast.
The first one was the first example that you gave was really bad. And then it just got worse as you corrected
it. It did get worse. And now she hates Lord of the Rings. And I'm like,
that's fair.
You subjected yourself to this alone?
The original or extended edition?
Oh, yeah, original.
Yeah, just the original, not the extended edition.
Okay, all right. So that shaves off 3 hours.
That seems like a nightmare to her.
It's still 9 hours. Still nine hours, yeah.
Yeah, no, it's still crazy long. But that's not the way that you want to take in that story.
I just remember seeing those movies at midnight in the theater. And being just like so tired and so excited.
Yeah, they're actually on my list to rewatch soon.
I want to, but it's just so long, and it's just like I just don't know if I want to do it.
Well, you can either.
I'd rather watch Dark Series.
I was gonna say you can save an hour and watch Dark Season 3.
Yeah, what's crazy, and this is my problem.
You have to choose.
I don't see. Here's my problem with Lord of the Rings. Right, I feel like you can sit anyone down and do a marathon of the Harry Potter movies, and they've never seen the Harry Potter movies before, and they will love the Harry Potter movies. You sit someone down to watch the Lord of the Rings movies, and it's 50-50 on if they're going to want to kill themselves or they're going to enjoy
not
the movie.
You're
especially
not
if
wrong,
we do the extended edition, which is literally the same amount of time as all 7 Harry Potter movies.
The thing is, though, you don't want... marathoning the Lord of the Rings is not the way to watch Lord of the Rings.
I feel like that's how I want to do it.
No, you got to space it out like a year between each movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically.
Ben, whenever you want to watch Lord of the Rings and you can sit down and do one, let me know. I'll put it on the exact same time so we can at least like, I think that might be.
Oh no. Issues. If I watch it, each movie will be in like 8 parts. That is how my life is. There's no way.
No, just stay up ever, one night. Just give up sleep one night. And we'll we'll start at 10 PM. All right.
Sure, my wife
will mind
that.
We'll go to 6 AM.
Yeah.
It's hardcore. I'll ship a bunch of monsters to your house. I know you don't like go out. So we'll just ship you a bunch of monsters.
Monsters.
And pixie sticks. And, just load up on the show.
Actually, 10 to 6 wouldn't even get you through the originals.
You're right, it wouldn't.
It would be an hour.
Like so long. All right,
it is so long.
It's 12 hours, right? All right, well.
Anyway. How's your week been? Anything interesting going
on? The rings. I was like, I don't start talking about Lord of the Rings.
Oh yeah, we jumped right in.
Yeah. It's been a great week, guys. I had my first fantasy football draft that I've been a part of in over 2 years. So I'm not, you
me
know,
too, but in over 33
years. 33. Oh, wow.
So
I have one newbie in my league this year. We draft this weekend. He's excited. He'll probably win. Most of the time, the new person wins.
Oh, that's hopefully me then.
They don't know what they're doing.
My league.
Yeah.
I'm in a league. I just told Ben right before you logged in, I think, but I'm in a league and we did our draft on Sunday and I missed part of it. And
you still probably did fine in the beginning. It auto drafts pretty well for you, so
that's literally exactly what I said.
Yeah, I still got like I'm trying to think the
it's the
Buffalo
end
Bills quarterback.
Oh yeah, no, he's all right though.
I also got the Eagles quarterback as a backup.
The Bills quarterback is great. Josh Allen was one of the best fantasy quarterbacks last year, so he did not do poorly.
Couldn't get Ben Roethlisberger.
It's like the end of the draft.
Good call, like, not getting Ben Roethlisberger.
Why did you auto draft three kickers?
Yeah, right. So, I did get Juju Smith-Schuster though.
Nice.
And then my sister was trying to trade me Ben Roethlisberger for Juju Smith-Schuster, and I was like, no, I'm keeping Juju. There's no way.
No go.
Well, I have my fantasy draft this Sunday, so I'll let you know how it goes.
Nice. Yeah, dude. I'm just excited. We didn't play last year because it was I didn't want to deal with the stress of people being out for COVID. I didn't know what was going to happen with teams. So
not even knowing if football was going to happen.
Yeah, really. Exactly. It could happen halfway through the season and just end. So I was like, I'm not tuning. I'll just be all annoyed. So we skipped
Frankie,
it.
Do you guys do weird names for your teams?
Yes.
Well, hang on, guys. Why don't we do our own league?
Because I think we need more than four people.
We need.
I guess.
More than
Do you think we have six listeners?
I think we could find six listeners. We could get to fake being listeners.
Oh, okay, that's fair enough.
Fake being listeners.
And we do funny names. Yes. So I'm in three leagues, and I try to always keep the same name genre throughout all of them, but I change it up. So this one is off of Amari Cooper. So I have Amari Miss Jackson. Ooh. And Amari not
Do you
sorry.
Come up with them or do you look for them online?
Most of the time I come up with them, or I try at least. I have looked for some other ones, but like Amari Cooper was easy because Amari sounds like I'm sorry. So I just Googled songs that with I'm sorry in it. So Amari not sorry. And then the other one is Galladay, Kevin, I can't think of his last name. His first name, his last name is Galladay, but I have chilling at the Galladay Inn. Why are you laughing so hard?
Why not? Okay.
I don't know. It just the way that you, the delivery was, it's too late to Amari. That just got me. I don't know.
It's too late to Amari.
It's too late to Amari.
So mine is.
I might go with that.
Mistake. is what mine is. Wookiee mistake.
You would bring Star Wars into the fantasy movie.
Naturally.
Yes. Yeah. Of course.
That makes sense. It does. It
no, I don't have any. I don't have my name picked out yet. So we'll see. Mm-hmm. We'll see what. But last year I was Deshaun of the Dead.
Oh, like it.
That's a good one.
But I didn't come up with it. I'm not. I looked. It
you
up,
should try to find like a Daft Punk reference or something. Ooh. In honor of Daft Punk. May they rest in peace.
Rest in peace. So pouring out for our robot brethren.
Did they break up?
Yeah, a few months ago.
Ah, missed that.
Yeah, Frankie, you're just really dredging up some old wounds, bro.
Ugh, sorry.
Yeah, man. Ugh.
Ugh.
Well, guys, this week Chelsea and I had a fun weekend because we had some mice in our house.
Oh, fun, like the cute ones with the gloves.
Cute ones with the gloves. Yeah, yeah. Like
the kind that you leave Mickey the sewing Minnie. To the women and the boys go get the trimming. That kind of mouse.
I don't know what that was. I was talking about Mickey Mouse. I'm not sure what you were doing.
Yeah, Cinderella. I have no idea what that was.
The original Cinderella.
Oh, okay. Like the bad one?
Don't you have daughters?
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
What kind of incredible show is this?
So like some people might have, you know, mice in their house and you know, have a reasonable reaction to that. No. Chelsea and I are not those people.
No.
We have a mouse in the house and we're like, well, it's been a great house, but it's time to burn it down and start over fresh.
For a mouse? I do that for a spider, but for a mouse.
Okay, okay,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, no, there was a wolf spider on my door once. And actually there was two and I grabbed the back door to open it and I walked out and I grabbed the handle to slide it shut. And the two wolf spiders were on the door that I, by the handle and I grabbed it. Ooh. And I touched them and they fell on the floor and I screamed and Aaron came outside and was like, what? I thought a girl died. What happened out here? Actually, she said something pretty nasty to me that I won't repeat on the air, but And I was like, get my boot.
Note
get
to
my
find boot. That out later. Yeah.
Get my boot. Get my boot. Get my boot. And she's like, you're what? I'm like, she brought out a sneaker. I was like, do these spiders look like they're going to die by a sneaker? No, get my work boot.
Yeah.
So I got, no, man, they were like, steel-toed work like the boot. Size of my hand and they were furry.
Okay. Are they? They're not that big.
It was legit like this with its legs.
So
they're that big. Babies? I didn't think those were that big.
They get huge. They come very tiny. They start off like this and then all of a sudden they get ginormous. They're actually very docile and they don't bite humans mostly. But they do eat all insects, including centipedes. So they're really good to have around the house, but I just don't like them on my door. Like stay in the backyard. That's fine.
Yeah. Don't I mean, that's how I feel door. About mice. I don't really care about mice being outside. Mm-hmm. Sounds like I'm cat. Inside.
You need a cat.
Yeah. But then you have a cat.
Ugh, yeah, but you know the cat does cat. Kills the mouse.
Gives everyone allergies.
Yeah,
get a hypoallergenic cat.
Pees in the corner, like.
Oh, okay.
Well, they pee in a box.
Get a cat that cares. Get a cat that cares for
that's,
you.
That's yeah. a 50, that's no. a 50-50 okay. shot. No, you might have a cat that cares.
That's a one in a million.
I was gonna say, chances are I'd get a cat that doesn't want a mouse, and then I'd just be stuck with a stupid cat.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's so. Fair.
So what did you guys
anyway,
do?
We tore, get rid of the mouse? We tore the house apart looking that's for looking for. I mean, well, first we didn't have any traps, so we knew where the mouse was. So we just tried to open a door and get it to run out.
It's good. He definitely didn't call his friends to come in.
That was a colossal failure.
Where did you find the mouse?
So my daughter was actually sitting in our playroom and was like, mommy, there's a mouse. And Chelsea's like, are you sure there's a mouse? And she's like, you sure it wasn't like a cricket or something? She's like, no, crickets don't have tails.
Chelsea's
like, what? Okay. So then it was like trapped under some furniture and we tried to scare it out again. That didn't work. So we went and got glue traps and mother-in-law. Well, yeah, I was going to say
the worst.
We did the humane way, catch and release. And by catch, I mean glue trap. And by release, I mean with a shovel into eternal glory.
Yeah. Oh, those are the worst. I one time had a bunch of mice in my old house, like when I, in college, one of the houses I lived in college. And I got glue traps because they told me to get. And I never got them again because they were so inhumane. Because like you just hear the mouse squealing when it's stuck and it can't move its feet. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You're a horrible human being.
Well,
there's more.
So, hey, tonight
ways.
We're going to talk about Mousetrap, Mouse Hunt.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about Mouse Hunt.
The movie. Mouse Trap the game.
They make traps that the mouse goes into and just doesn't come out. They don't, you know.
Yeah. And what happens to him in there, Frankie?
It's way less than getting your foot stuck and then just slowly starving to death.
Oh, there was nothing slow about it.
Or worse, panicking, and then they try to run, but they can't, so they literally rip their feet off.
Yeah, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, it's tough.
In a bag and then a quick shovel. That's how we do it here.
Oh.
Truth be told, I hate it. I can't stand it. Yeah.
But here's my part. So anyway, this is what I was getting at with you. There's never just one mouse.
Well, we caught two.
Okay. You need to call an exterminator.
Last night we didn't catch any.
Okay.
Last night we didn't catch any. So
yeah. You know what two do, right? They make 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Well, we're cautiously optimistic that we caught them. You're
cautiously optimistic quickly. That you caught a pregnant mouse and beat her with a shovel.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, yes.
Well, there go all of our sponsors.
I was gonna say
we have a new listener. It's PETA.
I was gonna say
they hate us.
Hey, I'm just honored that PETA chose to listen.
Oh my goodness.
All right. Well, let's get into it and talk about what's on. Frankie, you been watching anything? Start Dark Season 3 yet?
Ooh, I did not start Dark Season 3.
Okay, all right.
I was gonna. Yeah. I thought about it, and I just had too much else going on. The Kissing Booth Part 3 came out. So I needed to watch that. That
please
was
tell me you didn't watch the kissing booth part three.
Yeah. Not as good as the other two, but it was still good.
Frankie needs his Hallmark movies all year round.
Yeah. I hate so much about the things that you choose to be.
Yeah. Kissing Booth.
Because I'm a teenage girl.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Part three. Let me just tell you guys and do a quick review of it since we're talking about what's on. Great. Just as fun as one and
no!
two.
No, God, please. No, not, no.
Not no! as not as original as well, actually, I'd say two is the least original. Three definitely had its own kind of story and spin. Because you see Joey King's character is trying to figure out if she wants to go to Harvard. And
no, God! No, God, please, no! No!
Or if she wants to go to UCLA.
No!
Berkeley, I'm sorry. Berkeley.
No!
With her best friend, who is her boyfriend's brother. Right, so it's really tough. They wanted to go to. She wanted to go to.
No, God!
Since they were little, and
God!
Someone she wants to go to college.
No, God, please, no, no. And
yeah, well, yeah, I know. That's what you're thinking. You're like, no, what is she gonna do? No. But here's the thing.
No,
I know you don't know. Yeah, I know. I know you don't know, Ben. But they left you on that cliffhanger in number
no!
two.
No.
She gets accepted to both. She's like, I'm not going to get accepted to both. I'll get waitlisted on one. Nope. Accepted to both. But she lies to them and tells them she's
waitlisted. No, God.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's how they end too. And you're like, well, there's definitely got to be a three, right? And there was. There was. We knew it. COVID happened though. A little
no, God, please. No. No.
Yeah. So we go. I can't wait till I win the movie wager.
Where's the next Christmas Prince?
This is what you guys are going to have to watch. So three picks up right there. It's the last summer before they leave for college. It's a great
no
good time. So I watched that.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Oh, you're ending right there. Okay. Whew. Tim, you watch anything? That might be I'm gonna like cut down that clip and it might be my favorite clip from the podcast ever. So I'm just gonna say that right there. Ever. That
yeah. Yeah, we've been watching some more Chuck. We are, I think, almost through season four, which is good. Trying to think of what else we've been watching. I don't know. I went to a movie this week in the theater. In a movie theater, guys.
Yeah, how was that?
It was in IMAX.
Oh, what?
And it was awesome. But we can talk about it in a few minutes.
Oh,
well,
before you go, I did watch something else I've been watching. I mean, to talk to you guys about. They made a Turner and Hooch TV show on Disney
Plus.
Yeah,
how's that?
I've been watching it. It with Josh Peck, exactly like you think it would be for a Disney Plus TV show. Yeah, not great. Not great. But the dog's adorable. And it's Josh Peck. It's kind of funny.
Adorable.
You know, but it's a weird
kind of a sequel.
No, it is a sequel. Technically, it's like the son of Tom Hanks's character.
Is Tom Hanks dead?
Yes, he's dead in the show.
Oh, spoilers, Frankie.
Yeah, well, it's first episode. You find out right away. That's how he gets the dog.
You see it in the trailers. So.
But it is, there's a lot of like gunfights, which you're like, it's definitely not a good enough show to be for
it's
teenagers
a police
and
procedural?
Above. Yeah, I mean, and then
it's Law and Order SVU with the dog.
Yeah, but it's definitely not kid friendly enough.
Bum 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 bum.
The dog is just panting in the shot.
I don't know. I mean, I watch it every week. So what am I going to say?
That's good.
Yeah. Go ahead. What have you been watching?
You're actively watching it. It's weekly viewing for you.
Oh
my
for
goodness.
Me.
Well, I know you guys talked about it last week, but I have been watching the What If series.
Oh.
Noise.
Yes. I am very interested to see where that show goes. It could be really fun. The first episode, I was like, I don't really know.
I think everybody was
second episode got a lot better. Because like the first episode, it's like, okay, I don't really just want to watch like you're just replacing
Captain America again.
You're replacing the variables, but it has the same outcome. Like, you know, I want to do something different. And the second episode definitely got a lot more there.
So, you know, that'll be interesting. I've also, I said, I want to rewatch the Lord of the Rings trilogy. What I've watched instead is a different trilogy that I haven't watched in forever. And I just finished watching the first movie of The Matrix.
Ah, how was that now?
HBO. So that's on? That's one of the things that I was interested about. So one, yes, it does hold up. But I don't remember anything about the second two movies. Just so let me get that out of the way. It's interesting to see the old technology in The Matrix looks like so old, but like the futuristic technology still seems and looks futuristic.
That's cool.
So it's kind of fun, the differences between it. But the other thing I was thinking as I was watching is like, you can't make The Matrix now because payphones play such an integral part of the story.
And landlines. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I never thought about
it. And so it's really interesting. Like,
phones like don't exist.
That movie like struck at the right time where like cell phones were common enough, but still futuristic enough to fit into it. And payphones were still around and in wide use. So it's really interesting.
Yeah.
I would love, I know they're working on a fourth one. I forget if
payphones comes out December.
Does it?
HBO okay. Max. It's the last, I think it's the last thing dropping on HBO Max before Warner Brothers' new deal.
Well, maybe by then I'll have actually watched the other two movies in the series. I don't know if payphones play as integral of a part of the other two movies. I kind of feel like they wouldn't, but I don't know. It would be interesting to like think about, and for that to be a part of this fourth movie of like, what does the world look like now that the Matrix doesn't have payphones? What do you do? I don't know.
Yeah,
it was one thing. It was one thing as I was watching it, I was just like, oh, that really, like, I'd love to see him like break into a house to try to find a landline and they like, they don't have one, you know? So I don't know. We'll see.
I think it's interesting.
But it holds
I always thought of The Matrix as one of those movies that is the perfect example of a movie that should have ended with one movie. Like this, it ends, the first one ends amazing.
Oh, it's perfect. It's perfect. Yep.
The two and three were just pretty crappy movies, and I can't imagine.
Well, so that's one of the reasons I want to rewatch them, because I haven't watched them since they first came out. And I'm like, I know everybody says that they were terrible, but like, would I have a new appreciation for them now, like, you know, 15 years later, viewing them through like a different eye rather than just like a, you know, punk 15-year-old kid? So I'll let you know.
I kind of want to rewatch them. I'll put them on.
I mean, the first one definitely holds up.
After The Lord of the Rings. It's dark.
After Dark Season 3.
Dark. No, now Dark Season 3 is below all that. We got so many hours before Dark Season 3. Stop telling me about new stuff to watch.
Well, don't rewatch something before watching something new. That's the first thing.
I almost feel like enough time's gone by. I have to rewatch Season 1 and 2.
They're recaps. Just watch a recap. I'll allow it. All right. Well, let's find out more about Tim's theater experience as he got to see Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Lord of the Rings.
Throughout my life, the Ten Rings gave our family power. If you want them to be yours one day, you have to show me you are strong enough to carry them.
You are a product of all who came before you. The legacy of your family. You are your mother. And whether you like it or not, you are also your father.
I told my men.
That is from the trailer for Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings. Tim, you got to see it early. It doesn't even come out till September 2nd, right?
I got to see Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings.
So how did you get these early tickets?
So I was on the internet at the right time. That's literally all there is to it. I was scrolling through. I got a random email that was like, oh, you should check out these articles. And so I I opened up Twitter randomly, and it was like, boom, 20 minutes ago, Shang-Chi retweeted, you know, this company that does different like fan things was like, hey, we're doing, you know, all across the US and one place in Canada, I think, we're doing fan screenings of Shang-Chi. Come get your free tickets here. It's like, oh, okay. So I just clicked it and I just filled it out immediately and picked two tickets and then looked at the time and looked at where it was. So that was Tuesday. And then I realized it was the next day, Wednesday, and it was at 7, and it was in Neshaminy, at the Neshaminy Mall, so in Ben Salem, PA. So the last few times that we got early tickets to a Marvel movie, it was like Civil War, and it was King of Prussia, the Regal that used to be United Artists there. So I thought that was weird. So yeah, so I just got the tickets, and then I texted Brittany and was like, hey, so there's a free screening that I can go to, maybe. What do you think? And then I realized the tickets were IMAX, so that was awesome, because I didn't understand that. And then I began a search for trying to find somebody to come see the movie with me. Didn't understand that.
Well, that was nothing.
So Frank, so obviously I was like, Frankie, yeah, what are you doing?
And at first I was like, yeah, sounds good. And
you are the closest.
Ben, he's like, that sounds great.
Probably should talk to my wife.
Then it was a big no.
Yeah.
Actually, it wasn't completely my wife. So part of the issue really was, she said I could, but I kind of got out. What time is it? Okay. But it was more so I had a... at a haircut appointment on Wednesday night at 8:30. And I had a presentation to do in front of like 100 people on Thursday. So I was like, I need to get my haircut because it looked kind of bad.
So the truth comes out.
Yeah, that was the main reason.
So yeah, so then I began trying to find somebody to come see this movie with me because I was like, it's a free movie. Ben was like, I don't want to see a superhero movie. I don't care. Tuna didn't even respond. I was like, Tuna, you could just drive out and hang out. Didn't even respond. And then I messaged the Memes for Jesus guys, who are both Marvel fans.
I mean, we don't need to talk about all the people that you didn't so then to I go messaged
I went through probably like 8 people, not gonna lie. And finally I posted in a pastor's group and randomly was just like, oh man, I can't even give this free ticket away. And I had all these people like, where is it? What time is it? Where is it? And I'm like, bro, you're in Georgia. You're not coming to see this movie. You're going to fly from Oklahoma to Pennsylvania? Yeah, I didn't think so. But it just so happened that a guy that we went to Valley Forge with, who's a pastor in closer to Philly, he was able to go, Ben Grenier. And so that was cool. So I met up with him and he went with me. And IMAX, guys, I gotta tell you, the fight choreography in this movie is top notch. Like the very best in any Marvel movie. Some of it might be better than some of the stuff in like Daredevil. I don't know that the cinematography is as good in a lot of respects as some of those one shots and stuff in Daredevil, but the fights are like, there's a good mix between, there's a lot of like Jackie Chan style kung fu fights against 10 guys on a bus and stuff like that. Or a bunch of ninjas on the side of a building, like doing these Jackie Chan style, like swinging off of these scaffolding and stuff. But then there's also like a few really cool sequences that are more Crouching Tiger-esque.
Okay.
And Michelle Yao is in the movie too. So she kills it. I'm trying to think, is it Michelle Yao? It might not be here. Anyways, it's honestly, it's such a good mix, and they got the right people. Like, they got guys that worked with Jackie Chan back in the day to help do the fight, the fight stuff, which is so good. So it's like really grounded fights for the most part, like until the very end of the third act, and there gets to be some more like fantastical stuff.
Oh, is that when it becomes a Marvel movie?
That's when it becomes Ben's favorite kind of movie, a Marvel movie. but honestly, like, the characters are still so grounded, and like they don't take themselves so seriously. Yeah. That afterwards they're like, that was crazy. You know, like, what just happened? And Awkwafina like does such a great job being the totally fish out of water normal person character that's just like,
oh, she seems along. Like she'd be great at that. I mean, I love her anyway. Yeah. But she's, yeah,
so she's so funny with that. And I'm trying to think of who else. I mean, Simu Liu like was so good. He was so, he's so solid.
He's awesome. I love him in Kim's Convenience, which is like a Canadian show that was on Netflix.
Yeah, so now I want to watch Kim's Convenience because I really want to, like, people keep telling me it's really funny, and he was really good in this. Like, I think he's going to be a great addition to Marvel. He can like karate chop crazy kung fu it up with people, and then like there's the whole thing with the rings.
I will say I haven't read much about the film because I want to go into it. You know, I want to avoid any spoilers.
Yes.
Every single headline that I've seen about the film talks about how good it is. Like,
so yeah. So I'll say it might be my favorite of the Marvel of the MCU origin movies, like after Iron Man 1.
Okay.
And I think it's because for most of the movie, it's not like he's learning to develop superpowers. It's not like he's building suits of armor and making them better and then also becoming a better person. Like, he starts out as like a good dude that happens to have like all of the training already. And it just kind of reveals how he got to where he is, and you know, he goes through some moral dilemmas with different things
naturally, and then it gets kind of super at the end.
Ben,
like every other and Marvel movie, if you have a crappy dad, you turn into a superhero. It's pretty much how most of the Marvel movies kind of go.
Okay, I guess. Or wait, Frankie, what movie are you talking about?
Isn't his dad like the bad guy from the commercials, from the previews that I've seen?
Right? His dad's a bad guy.
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yes.
Yeah.
Bad dad. What is superhero? Yeah.
Okay. But yeah.
Guardians of the Galaxy. That's a bad dad. Movie. Superhero. Tony Stark. Bad dad. Superhero.
Well, his dad was mediocre.
Okay. But from the movies, you were like, oh, his dad's kind of crappy. Absentee father, kind of a jerk. He becomes more of a character.
He was trying to save the world. Stuff. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, but you don't find that out until later. Thor, crappy kind of dad, superhero. I mean, they were gods, so it kind of adds up, but still.
I'm pretty sure, regardless of, you know, his dad is.
I don't know if this analogy holds up entirely.
I don't think
so.
Spider-Man, crappy dad.
Not even a little bit.
Not there, superhero.
Yeah, so.
Bruce Wayne, crappy dad, completely absentee.
Totally.
I think you guys are thinking of the Ang Lee's Hulk movie.
Who walks a kid down a shady alley? You know what I mean? What kind of nonsense is that?
So anyways, if you dig Marvel movies, I think definitely go check it out. It's pretty standalone, to be honest. Like, it's a very standalone. You don't have to know anything about Marvel going into it. Like, you're gonna see a few characters that are, like, the one is, I mean, there's characters you see in the trailers that are like, oh, that's a deep cut to, you know, whatever. But for the most part, it's extremely standalone. There's a mid credits and a post credits. So if you go to see it in the theaters, like stick around. The mid credits kind of like opens up what this means for the Marvel universe. And then the post credits is more like what could a sequel be for, to this movie.
Oh, very cool.
And my other thing though, that I would say is like, if you're not a huge Marvel fan, but like you love Kung Fu movies, go see this movie. Like,
okay.
So there, what I mentioned in the, like the short review thing, that we dropped today is, there's this sequence on a bus that you can watch the clip. Like they released the clip of this fight sequence that's on a bus, and the clip is maybe a third of the fight sequence.
Oh, wow.
It's like, it actually goes on really long. Like it gets crazier and crazier and crazier, but the clip that they show is pretty cool. Now then, like the second thing I'd say is, don't watch any more clips or teasers or anything if you are going to go see this movie.
Never watch like, anything.
There are so many, honestly, from even like maybe the second trailer, there's some spoilers in there.
It's so fascinating that like Marvel, like even Marvel still has spoilers in the trailers. Marvel doesn't need to show anything. Marvel can slap up a, they can slap up a poster with the name of the movie in Arial. And that's it. White on black. Yeah. You know, white font on black. And it will still sell $1 billion.
Yeah.
$1 billion.
Yeah.
So why are you throwing spoilers in your trailers? As if you got to get some, but anybody hyped to go see it. Doesn't make any sense.
Now I'll say, then also there's, if you don't want to know, don't look for it. But like, there were some people on the red carpet that kind of spoiled a returning-ish character.
Okay.
That, again, you don't have to know anything about going in, but he was like on the red carpet. He was like, yeah, I'm definitely in this movie. And then he's like standing up with all the other people as the cast.
This is so awkward.
And it's like, were they going to keep this a secret? Because this would have been a really good secret.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
But it was good. It was funny.
So what about for someone like me who watches all the Marvel films, but doesn't necessarily love all the Marvel films?
I think you'll really like the first two acts of the movie. I think towards the end, middle-ish end of the third act, you'll be going,
here we go.
And then you'll be like, oh, okay. That's the end.
All right. Okay.
Oh, okay. Mostly enjoyable. That's what I think you would do, Ben.
Yeah. I'm all right with
like
that.
Like I said, I do think it's like one, probably a better origin movie than maybe even the first Captain America. Maybe I'd say better than Doctor Strange and
I never finished Doctor
probably
Strange.
Probably Thor 1. You never finished.
No. Not for me. All right, the last question, and you can tell me if it's spoilery to even ask this. Does it lead at all into Eternals? Because I am super amped about that.
Eternals looks good. That new trailer dropped this week.
I didn't watch it. Not watching it.
Okay.
Nope. I've seen all I need to see. Chloe Zhao in the first trailer. I'm good.
The hype is real. As far as I can tell, no. Okay. No, it doesn't really. Like I feel like there's some easy connections that could have been made there, and maybe they'll mention something in Eternals, but
sure.
I don't think we'll see him again until maybe Doctor Strange. Oh no, well no, we might see him in like one of the Disney Plus shows.
Gotcha.
Or Doctor Strange 2. I don't know. It's tough. It's kind of, yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's really tough to like guess when they're going to just keep a new character going. But Marvel's like really testing things here. Like what Disney and Marvel are trying to figure out, can we keep putting movies in theaters and not to Disney Plus? And so we'll see what happens.
Well, cool.
They don't want to be sued. So that's going to be interesting.
Right.
We'll look forward to hearing more about it as the rest of us go to see it. I'm not sure if I'm going to go see it yet or not. I haven't decided.
Look, if you feel safe, and you can make it to a theater, I'd say seriously, it's gonna be best seen on a big screen.
If not, you'll be able to watch it Disney Premier Access, $30, right?
Probably in October.
I'm assuming. Did they wait a month to do that with
Black Widow? They didn't with Black Widow.
No. So that's the whole problem that Scarlett Johansson is suing them about. Their plan is they have a 45-day window in theaters with this one. They haven't announced if it's going to go straight free on Disney Plus or if they're going to do Premier Access for a certain amount of time.
Gotcha.
They have no idea. I think if it does good enough in theaters, it'll go straight to Disney Plus and people will be pumped.
But. Nice. Well, Frankie, where can people connect with us and let us know their thoughts on Shang-Chi when it comes out?
Hey, go to Apple Podcasts, hit the subscribe button if you haven't already, or at the very least, leave us a review because that helps us get out to more and more people. Then the best place is our Facebook page, facebook.com/incrediblecritics.
Yeah, because you can't go to our Twitter page.
No, but our Twitter page got suspended.
Apparently got suspended.
Or misinformation about our fan base. And we go and just hit
that,
like.
The misinformation was that we had a fan base. That was the misinformation. Oh, that's it? That's it?
That's
we're done?
That's all we got.
Facebook. Yep. Until next week, we are the Incredible Critics.
I haven't watched a single trailer for Eternals.
Don't. You don't need to.
I didn't even know what it was, to be honest with you, until you guys started talking about it. I was like, what are they talking about?
It
was directed by the director of Nomadland, which I know you were a huge fan of.
Big fan. Big Nomadland fan. Almost got a Nomadland tattoo.
That's not a football team.
And I thought, you know what? Wouldn't be very nomad of me. So didn't do it. I don't know.
Do you know what a nomad is?
Do I? I don't know.